Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Since last night, frankly, every day, I'm just getting more and more angry, but more than just angry, focused, and I realize how serious things are, and things are just disgusting me at levels that they haven't in years, and frankly, that's healthy. I mean, I've been getting conditioned to Big Brother and conditioned to all of the police state things that are happening and getting more and more acclimated to it in the last few years, and I really... Lately on air, it's been like the old days. Maybe it's good that I've been yelling and screaming and freaking out because we need to yell and scream and freak out. This is yelling and screaming and freaking out type stuff that we're dealing with. Remember about 2 years ago, there was a New York Times article saying how great it was going to be that the Pentagon had a plan for your local cities with grants. Yes, the Pentagon with grants. That every citizen will actually be made to watch a computer terminal several hours a week at first, and people who wish to be paid will be watch it upwards of 20 hours a week. And that you will randomly watch CCTV cameras in different cities. It said if you were in Chicago, you'd watch Dallas, Texas. And if you were in Dallas, Texas, you'd be watching some town in Idaho. Because we can't have our own citizens watching our own people. That might open it up to harassment. And that they were going to have simulated images of terrorists so real you couldn't tell the difference via the video feeds that people were watching, because they said there'll never really be any real terrorism, so we've got to simulate it to see if people are on their toes, and then they will instantly then activate it and notify the police department through a filing system. Yes, it's science fiction, but we're in the 2000s now. And just a few weeks ago, I had a Homeland Security professor on who's teaching 14 classes. Well, he's the dean over 14 classes of Homeland Security at one university in Knoxville, Tennessee. And they're recruiting hundreds and hundreds of people to go online and post little tattletale reports on all crime, terrorism, and, of course, threats. So, again, there's no real terrorism, but the classical sense, but everything is terrorism. Well, guess what? It's going to be on British cable TV. You have your own channels, hundreds of them, of surveillance cameras. You can flip around on them real time and watch any camera you want and tattle on people. It's so much fun, and even get goodies for doing it. And yes, of course, your community service will be having to watch the cable and tattle on people here in America. And in England, of course. So, again, just the ultra depths of Big Brother, ultra depths. And I've literally, no exaggeration, got about 35 articles today that are, frankly, even worse than this. I have an audio clip I'm not sure I even want to play. It's a high-level Bush administration official saying that they can torture small children and crush their genitalia. I can't really say more than that on air. And this was given in a major symposium at a major university. And it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. You know, I said I wasn't joking when I said they'd probably be barbecuing small children on the White House lawn, or maybe cutting the tops of their heads off and eating their brains with a dull spoon and calling it love of the Lord. You know, I joke about those things, but anything I joke about ends up happening. Paul Watson, 3 weeks ago, wrote an article where these people were defending torture, and he said, you know, what's next? Burning children with Bunsen burners? No, it's worse than that, Paul, and we now have the clip. The Bush administration high-level official says we will crush children's testicles in front of their parents. So there's your loving government, getting you ready for the equivalent of a red Nazi terror, the likes of which the world's never seen. And I know most of us will roll over and just ask them to blow our heads off. Oh, government, thank you. Blow my head off. You're so good.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this first hour, second segment. We have a UT professor coming on who wrote, I think, a really fair book, very accurate, about Andrew Jackson. An amazing president. I mean, a orphan. His mother died in the Revolutionary War. He was in the Revolutionary War when he was 12 years old. Both his brothers died. His father died before he was born. He was on the front lines of the wilds of South Carolina when it was the very edge of the frontier. And his whole life, he beat Lord Wellington's armies that had never been beaten by anybody in history when he was, you know, 50-something years old at the battles of New Orleans. I say battles because there was two battles. It's called the Battle of New Orleans. And then, of course, he went on to be president, defeat the big central banks that are our Federal Reserve today. They were able to take us down in 1913. So Andrew Jackson, often demonized, you'll learn why, from a UT professor who's also a best-selling author who is scheduled to join us in the second hour. And then Paul Joseph Watson joins us from his report from the prison planet that our planet's being turned into. He joins us from Sheffield, England, to talk about Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center 7, giving us his new excuse for why he said he blew the buildings up. All the evidence shows they blew them up, but he admitted he blew them up. And we'll also get into the latest torture developments, the police state developments. There is so much more with Paul Joseph Watson, the editor over at PrisonPlanet.com, one of my great news services and websites. You know, we've signed up, I don't know, what is it, like 7 new stations the last 2 weeks, and The Great Affiliate Relations sent me an email, but for some reason I couldn't find it in my thousands of emails this morning, literally. But I do want to thank a lot of the new affiliates that we've got out there. We are so appreciative of all of the stations that carry us. But AM 1340 is in Needles, Arizona, but it also goes into California and three states. So that's a great affiliate there, AM 1340 out of Needles there in Arizona. And also in Montana, we have a new affiliate in, how do you pronounce it? Calisus, I believe. I'm going to make locals mad there. I've even been through that town. And that's KGEZ, AM 600. And, of course, Corpus Christi just turned us on. Several other stations. There's a whole bunch. It was seven stations like a week ago, and I haven't plugged any of them, and I apologize about that. So it's great to have more affiliates on board with us to really be growing. And, again, I want to thank all the affiliates that have been carrying us, in some cases as long as 8-plus years since this broadcast went into syndication. Man, where to start? I mean, this is the kind of news that faces me every day. So before I start ranting about one subject, let me just go through the type of headlines that stare me down every day. Totally admit it. Okay? Women who eat GM foods while pregnant risk endangering their unborn babies, startling new research shows. And again, I've had the fathers on of DNA sequencing, the fathers of DNA coding and proteins. I mean, top individuals, top scientists who made major developments, who've gone public and said, I quit doing this, I quit being paid $20 million a year, when we found that it's really killing all mammals that come in contact with it. Now, I want you to understand something. This is on store shelves now. We have listed, this is why everyone now has allergies. People who never had it have allergies, because then other pathogens in the air, other things that confuse the body, it makes you more susceptible, more easy to trigger when you're eating any of this GMO corn, when you're eating any of this GMO soy. There are literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of studies that I have personally read. See, folks, I sit up late at night calmly. I'm actually a pretty calm person around the office, or people that go out to dinner with me. They're like, man, you're so calm, you know, in person. Why are you so upbeat on the air? Because then I get focused here. Then I, you know, get serious off of the, really, it's frustration. I'm going to be honest with you. Last night I couldn't sleep. I was so angry about everything that's happening and so upset and so threatened by all the incredibly bad things that are happening and my desire to beat them, that even though I was exhausted, I couldn't go to bed. So I got up and I wrote a couple pages of notes. And then every time I try to articulate, just the problem is I can't even articulate how bad it is. Anything you can imagine, no matter how horrible it is, the governments of the Western world are openly doing it. I mean, literally, it is so diabolical. It is so massive. But let me just read to you. I'm sorry. See, I said that I just read the headlines, and then I had to stop. GM, new study shows unborn babies could be harmed. London Independent. Mortality rate for newborn rats 6 times higher when mother was fed on diet of modified soy. And folks, this exact soy is in almost everything. I mean, processed foods. It is, read on the back. And because the GMO soy is the predominant variety now grown. Now, there's a whole bunch of different varieties of that subdivision, and we've, again, done massive shows on this with the farmers, the scientists, you name it, what it does. And it's just right here, and there's no debating it. And think about how psychotic the government is and how nuts the big pharma is that they just do this. I had a New York Times article yesterday that we never even covered. I mentioned the headline, never covered it, about all these big studies coming out showing that genetically modified crops have spread into almost every species of plant. They're now killing whole fields. Whole other species of plants that come in contact with them are now dying and losing their capacity to reproduce. And that's what the company said. I remember 5 years ago, the head of Monsanto gave a speech, and it's been in a bunch of newspapers, saying our plan is to contaminate everything. Then we own the courts, and the courts will say, since we contaminated you, that we really then own all other plant species. Do you understand? You ever seen that movie, The Thing? Not the 1950s version, but the 1980s version, where the Thing takes over everything but then looks like it? Okay? That is actually what a lot of these varieties do. Literally. It's just, it doesn't happen in 30 seconds with spider legs popping out and pus squirting across the room. Okay? It just moves in and takes over and then makes the plant inedible, or the plant stops reproducing, or it totally gets taken over. I mean, it is a cornucopia, literally, of evil, pun intended. You see, I can't just read one article and then just move on to the next. It is killing us. But the phony environmental movement, financed by the same corporations doing this, they're too busy just stealing people's private property. And people get upset about the environment. They give money to the kid that comes to your door. Hey, give money to fight for the environment locally. And it really goes to a big bank to steal your property. Public. I could do 5 shows on that, and I have. Here's another one. Iran breaks seals at nuclear site. Israel and U.S. said they could attack them anytime. It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 months from now. And they're telling Turkey, get ready. We're going to attack them. We're going to use you as a military base. Young adults have healthy attitude towards privacy. This is a good news. Here they did a major poll that found that despite not growing up in the age of the KGB, in a national poll of people 18 to 29, the majority do not like Big Brother. Well, I'd think so, but that's coming up later. That's some good news. Here's one, Associated Press. Mexico demands U.S. allow more immigration and said migrants, regardless of their migratory status, should not be treated like criminals, and demands a guest worker program, which is total legalization, Bush agrees. And then, remember we wrote the headline about 6 months ago about border war? Our headline was War Zone. Total breakdown of society, hundreds dead, rocket attacks. Finally, ABC News. But their answer is the guest worker program. That will fix it. Drug war zone rattles U.S.-Mexico border. And it says that it is an actual war zone, again, more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. So, but of course, all their solutions are totally false. U.S. troops seize award-winning Iraqi journalist who works for London Guardian. But they have the nerve to get on the news and say there's free newspapers over there. Then it turns out they're all Pentagon fakes. No one is allowed to report anything. Before the war, the Pentagon said, we will kill journalists that don't report what we say. And then it's a mystery when CNN goes, we think they're killing our reporters. Of course they are. U.S. troops seize award-winning Iraqi journalist. Listen to this. Now, folks, I have an audio clip of this, and I don't even know if I want to play it. Bush advisor says president has legal power to torture children. And it says, John Yoo publicly argued that there is no law that could prevent the president from ordering the torture of a child of a suspected terrorist in custody, including by crushing that child's testicles. Now, I mean, folks, this is the real America. Now, we told you, well, it was in the Washington Post, the CIA section chief bragged. This makes my stomach turn. Bragged that they, and this was back in early 2002, that they were doing rendition and taking, quote, terrorist suspects to Egypt and Jordan, where they tortured their children in front of them. I put that news article in Road to Tyranny. Remember back when I put that film out in 2002? Nobody even heard of torture. I even got calls and emails. Why are you talking about torture in your film? What? Well, then they were just preparing us to accept it. And, man, they take those little kids in there, and the Army's own report admits, and they got these sicko jail guards, and they rape them. That's the Army's own report. Raping small children. And the sick thing is, then the Bush administration official, high level, gets up at a major university. We have clips of it in Chicago, a first debate in Chicago with Notre Dame professor and international human rights scholar Doug Castle. We're going to get him on, and actually said that that is good. Now, you don't think he's just doing that on his own. No, they've been told to psychologically condition us and push the frontiers. Folks, if they're saying crushing children's testicles is good, what's coming next? I mean, God, what have we become? The Nazis didn't go this far. When Mengele tortured children, it was a hidden secret. And it was a secret when our government hired him and brought him over here through Paperclip. Operation Paperclip and the Rat Line. And I just feel dirty. I feel like I haven't done enough. I haven't fought enough. I haven't resisted these people enough. They all need to be arrested right now. George Bush and all of them. Just like Paul Craig Roberts says, they are worse than Nazis.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Seriously, folks, we've got an audio clip we're going to play later where this Bush administration official, John Yoo, had written in presidential documents that if the president wanted to order things like this to be done to children, that he is the law, he could do it. So a professor brought this up to him, his quotes, and he said, yeah, the president wants to do that, he can. Folks, everybody knows, I don't care what the politicians say, that George Bush isn't allowed to say, drive down the street and decide he wants to walk into a liquor store and shoot the clerk behind the counter and then grab a bottle of Jack Daniels and run out the door. He isn't allowed to commit murder. George Bush isn't allowed to snort cocaine. George Bush isn't allowed to violate the Constitution or he should be impeached. He is not above the law. In fact, government servants, public servants, they now call themselves officials and authorities, never called that until about 20 years ago. They told you to call them that, see? That's how it is in Europe and China where, oh, you're the official. Oh, sir. And now it's happening here. Now it's going on in the United States of America, formerly land of the free, home of the brave. So that's the kind of news I've got here in front of me. Bush advisor says president has legal power to torture children and crush their testicles in front of their parents. And they got all the 24 shows and shows like Spooks and every one of these shows, they torture kids and it's always good. Torturing the kid gets to see. See, it's not enough to condition you to accept torture. If they can get you to accept torturing children, see, then you'll accept anything. But it was to get the nuke deactivated and save the city. And of course, that scenario will never happen. But it's to get you to play those little psychological games with yourself to move your compass. Leaked fact shows Romania helped CIA interrogators and tortured on the Telegraph. An Egyptian government fax intercepted by Swiss intelligence offers the first real evidence that the U.S. interrogated suspects terrorists at secret prisons in Eastern Europe, European politicians said yesterday. I always love how they act like it's so hard. But I guess for a journalist who's just now reporting on this, like David Rennie for the London Telegraph, I guess it is hard. Because he wasn't following torture 10 years ago. Okay, in 2002, they were in the Washington Post. The CIA said they were torturing children in Central Asia, in the Middle East, and in Europe. They were taking them to third-party countries for torture. They used the word torture, torture. So everyone's looking for the first real proof. Again, it'd be like if somebody committed a crime, admitted to it, been found with the evidence, and then everyone's going, oh my gosh, we need evidence. The highly classified facts, which will probably turn out being fake. See, whenever something like this happens, it's usually what they call a honeypot, disinfo to be disproven. And because I say that, because I don't think they're that stupid, all the media, to ignore. Back when they thought, right after 9/11, we'd buy anything, when they were going, yeah, we torture kids, yeah. I mean, now we have them. I mean, they're admitting it. It's like Dick Cheney in the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, says Saddam isn't a threat. He says Saddam is not a threat, but offers a pretext to invade and use Iraq as a central hub for the invasion of Iran and Syria. The oil supplies will also be quite lucrative. I mean, he says it. It's not like it's Bush's biographer saying it. It's not like it's Richard Clark saying it or O'Neill saying it. Treasury Secretary, it is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. I have a little rap song. I mean, it's just, hey, Dick Cheney. I mean, I'll never, see, this is where my frustration comes from. It's all admitted. We're debating the NSA listening to foreign calls to the U.S. when the NSA 20 years ago admitted they're listening to domestic U.S. calls. Declassified public. Media acts like they don't know about it. We sit here and we debate how they're listening to us when transponders are going in the cars nationwide to track our every movement. When you can call the cell phone company and say, where am I? And they'll tell you, well, that's a federal operation and hooked into the NSA right now and about to be hooked into every major police department, every squad car. Your name, everything about you, where you're going, what you're doing, and the cop can punch a few keys and use your phone as a audio sensor. And you don't believe me on that. I remember when they put microphones in 5 years ago in Austin, Texas. No, 6 years ago. And it said gunshot detectors. Then I read the name of the company that had the microphones. You go to their company, they brag about how they can listen to a kid on the street talking to his friend at 200 yards away. You can listen to the audio online. And I said, watch, when they're ready, they're going to announce them as microphones. And now, from Rochester, New York to Austin, Texas, see, they never went after one gunshot. They never went after anybody. They just quietly put them all in and just said, those are to catch gunshots. And now they're announcing, hey, we're going to be listening to you. And we're going to have the citizens able to dial into them and listen and help us. In fact, I'm going to control myself. I promised myself to do this. Because Paul Watson's writing notes right now. Put a story together on this. I'm going to come back and go through the latest Big Brother developments calmly. if that's possible. Then we'll take your calls. Got two big guests coming up today. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It was a Fort Worth police officer gave me this about, not about, 6.5 years ago up in Waco. We were building a memorial church for all those that died up there, a chapel. And it's an old painting. It's a print of a painting. No man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that is in the right and keeps on a coming. Texas Ranger Captain Bill McDonald. And that's true. No man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that is in the right and keeps on a coming. And that's the key. We Americans were known for standing up. We started laying down. And it just, I just get so angry. I keep saying that. I am so, it feels good though. I mean, this is what I felt like 6, 7, 8 years ago. And over time, I just kind of got conditioned. I would still get angry some, but I am just energized because now so many people are waking up. But at the same time, the enemy, the New World Order, these criminals that control our government, have just pulled out all of the stops. Oh, by the way, here are some of the new stations that we've signed up in the last week and a half that I wanted to thank. KTOX AM 1340, and that is in Needles, and the Mojave Valley, Bullhead City, and Lake Hanasu City. And, of course, KGEZAM 600. And that is in Kalispell and Polson. And we're really excited about that. And KCLTAM, and that's in Corpus Christi, Texas, 1150 AM. And there's a whole bunch of other stations I need to get the information on so I can plug them, because that's something I really, again, don't do enough. And I want to thank all of those new stations. We need to get also an updated list on the website. There's so many for folks that can specifically tune in and listen to the show. I guarantee you we got listeners in listening areas that are listening on the Internet or shortwave or satellite that don't even know they can pick us up on AM and FM. I mean, what have we got, like four affiliates now in Illinois, about to get a fifth? We got three affiliates in Ohio, about to get a fourth. My point is, places that we weren't even on in the past, we're really starting to build in. In my own state of Texas, though, only on a few stations. And frankly, it's because most people down here, at least some of them, just they don't care if Bush wants their guns. They've been told that's conservative, and they're ready to hand them in. And I'm not kidding about it. I've had them tell me, you're one of those right-wing conservatives. Well, I'm for gun control. And I'm just like, well, you just enjoy yourself then. Please go from us in peace. Forget that we were ever your countrymen. And may your chains sit lightly upon you and crouch and lick the hand that feeds you. Paraphrasing one of those old, dead white guys. But it makes my top blow. I mean, when I see a high-level Bush administration official, and by the way, get that clip ready. And then this isn't the best audio. It was recorded up in Chicago at one of these big university debates where they, of course, never allow cameras and videotape to be there. But somebody did catch it on video, and this is audio off the video of John Yoo, who worked high level in the Bush administration. Let me just read part of this. Bush advisor says president has legal power to torture children. John Yoo publicly argued that there is no law that could prevent the president from ordering the torture of a child of a suspect in custody, including by crushing that child's testicles. And this came out in response to a question in the December 1st debate in Chicago with the Notre Dame professor and international human rights scholar Doug Counsell. Now, I'm going to try to get both these guys on. What is particularly chilling and revealing about this is that John Yoo was a key architect post-911 Bush administration legal policy and a deputy assistant to the then Attorney General John Ashcroft. John Yoo authored a number of legal memos arguing for unlimited presidential powers to order torture of captive suspects and to declare war anytime, anywhere, on anyone the president deemed a threat. It has now come out that Yoo also had a hand in providing legal reasoning for the president to conduct unauthorized wiretaps of U.S. citizens, Georgetown law professor David Cole wrote. Few lawyers have had more influence on President Bush's legal policies and the war on terror than John Yoo, who was one of his counsels. So was Alberto Gonzalez, who said the president is law and we can torture people to death. Remember that? Those four memos are public. This part of the exchange during the debate with Doug Castle reveals the logic of Hughes' theories adopted by the administration as bedrock principles in the real world. Castle, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing their testicles of a person's child, there is no law that could stop him. You, no treaty. Also, no law by Congress, Castle said. That is what you wrote in August 2002 memo to the president. You, I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that. He goes on that, yes, he can. You reasoned that because the Constitution makes the president the commander-in-chief, no law can restrict the actions he may take in pursuit of war. On this reasoning, the president would be entitled by the Constitution to resort to genocide if he wished. Folks, that is an actual quote right there. Oh, genocide! Oh, yeah! I guess he did fund Hitler, his granddaddy did, and their main money, their family, publicly, New York Times, is from the Hitlers. So let's be honest. Fritz Thiessen, the man that paid Hitler, the main industrialist. Go ahead and roll this sicko.
If the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, there is no law that can stop that.
No treaty.
No, and then also no law by Congress. That's what you wrote in the August 2002 memo.
I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that.
And then if you want to go to the website, you can link to another site that has more of it where he gets into the genocide and stuff. Folks, let me explain something again. The president, Joseph Mengele, and this is well documented, In fact, one of my counterparts, the guy's dead now, even interviewed the German driver. This was not part of some Soviet propaganda. This is true. Who actually drove Mengele with five kids in a car. And he'd do this every few weeks. It was just an enjoyment. You know, some people like to go fly fishing. Some people like to go hiking. Some people like whitewater rafting. Some people like to go play pool. Some people like to blow little kids' heads off. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer. People like that like to kill them other ways. And Mengele, Joseph Mengele, who was later protected by the U.S. government publicly, that's public, just like Wernher von Braun and the rest of them. You know, Wernher von Braun Space Center, high schools, colleges named after him. Eh, of course, it's not true. I know, it's not true. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep, America. He would march the five little kids out, sometimes six little kids, many as they could pack in the big car. He'd hand them chocolates out on the side of the road. And they would eat the chocolates, and he would ask them if they were good, and then he would just get a gleeful look on his face with his Luger, and he would blow their little heads off. Now, thousands of these characters, some not as vicious as Mengele, some more vicious, were brought to the United States. Of course, Mengele's family were the equivalent of billionaires. And so he was taken care of quite nicely. He lived in the U.S. Out in Midland, Texas for a while. Then he had to run away because there was a few Jewish groups that couldn't be bought off, wouldn't go along with it. So he had to run down to Brazil. But that's just public. That's public knowledge. Your government took him. And he'd take twins and sew them together, cut kids' eyeballs out, or he'd tie a woman's legs together when she was going to give birth. I mean, you want to hear more? But hey, you don't have to now. You can just hear the White House counsel saying, well, genocide's good, crushing testicles is good, torturing children's good, and we can do whatever we want. And that is tyranny, folks. They got the guns, they got the fighter bombers, they got the mindless cops to follow the orders and think this is part of some good country. The people running America are killing America. And they got all this moral authority baloney of why they do it, and all these public relations ads and all these public service commercials about why the government loves you and how they're doing this for you. And they do a lot of good things on purpose, on the surface, to make you think it's okay, while they carry out their real operations behind the scenes. And even when it's a good thing they're doing. Like, I'm all for trauma centers, more trauma centers in Texas, but we wouldn't need more money if we weren't being bankrupted by the conservatively 9 million illegal aliens in Texas. Yes, folks, 9 million. Supposedly we're only 25 million people. You go, well, what do you mean 9 million? The government says 6 million, and anything they say is at least twice as much. So, but I'm even cutting that down. 9 million is one of the internal government numbers that we've seen in some documents. 9 million, and that was 2004 numbers. They come out a year late, and I saw those a few months ago, so I'm sure it's worse now. 9 million illegal aliens getting free health care that you and I pay for. Now, that is in the tune of around $10 billion a year. California, it's around $20 billion a year or more. That's not counting corrections. About 40% of their population is illegal aliens out in California. So instead of doing something about that, we say our trauma hospitals are overloaded. So when that stupid DPS cop, I shouldn't say stupid, ignorant, probably a smart guy. So when he pulls me over, and he tells me I'm going to get points on my driver's license if I'm convicted of this latest speeding thing when I wasn't speeding. If I'm speeding, I'll admit it. Admitted it last time on air. That I'm going to have to pay big money. But it's okay. He's smirking because it pays for hospitals. And then, of course, I went and looked it up and found news articles where they're not giving the money to hospitals to begin with. Oh, but it sounded real good, didn't it? And by the way, you're going to end up losing your job, mister. That's also part of the plan, but you're too lazy to go read the documents and what the State Board of Transportation is admitting we're moving towards under federal grants. By the way, the feds will give you $20 million and then expect billions in revenue off of it. This isn't free federal money to begin with. They take it, send 30 cents back, and then mandate 20 times that much spending back on us. It's just all a scam. Man, we're getting scammed every which way but loose. Now, I know Paul Watson's listening patiently, and he wanted to hear my specific rant on Big Brother so that he could write an article about it. And listen up, then, my compadre. This is how we do it. I'll rant on air about the information. He will then compile my comments and, of course, find hyperlinks to every statement I make because they're all documented. He does a great job. He does the real work. And then Paul will add his points to it, and that's when you see an Alex Jones, Paul Watson article. That's what happened. Let me just settle down for a minute. Let me just settle down for a minute. I have these articles here in my stack. Let me just read this to you. This isn't Alex Jones writing this. This is the BBC, okay? This is the BBC. Rights group criticizes Asabo TV. Comment. This, combined with the government's encouragement for Londoners to report their neighbors for suspicious activity, including dropping bubblegum, of which potential signs of terrorism include owning a vehicle, living in a house, or getting a refund on a credit card, fuse the infrastructure of the classic total surveillance state with civilian tattletale squads forming the modern Stasi. And then, this is what the article says, civil rights campaigners have voiced concern about a new channel allowing householders in East London to monitor local CCTV cameras, dubbed Asabo TV. The project will enable residents to compare suspicious characters with an on-screen rogues gallery from their living rooms. Viewers can then alert police to anyone in a breach of antisocial behavior or committing a crime. Asabo concerned said the scheme was a gimmick and would be open to abuse. Fear of crime. And it goes on to say that the CCTV channel is part of a £12 million or $24 million. That's not true. £12 million is about $22 million. Okay. $22 million community network project being set up in the area under a 10-year government-funded recognition program in one of the country's most deprived areas. Suddenly I can't read. I'm so freaked out by all this. About 1,000 residents in the Harbour, Dorset, and Charles Square estates will pilot the scheme from March before it is rolled out to more than 20,000 households across the city, giving viewers access to some 400 cameras. It'll then be rolled out nationwide, of course. Now, the exact same thing is going to be done in the U.S. 2 years ago, New York Times. But here, they're going to make you watch it. Either over your computer or over your cable system, they will put it in, and for your public service, for tickets or anything else, this is responsibility, you will have to watch starting at 2 hours a week if you wish to be paid upwards of 20 hours a week. This will be the new job in America, sitting there watching for terrorism. But then it said, yeah, there isn't much terrorism, so we'll also be watching for crime. You see, because they've tried to develop computers that are AI, artificially intelligent. They pick up stuff, and they claim they have biometric stuff that can tell if you're a terrorist because of how you walk. Just type that in. They can tell you're a terrorist by how you walk. You'll get probably 50 articles. No, you'll get about 500, I'm sorry. Really, there's hundreds I've seen. And so all of this is going on. Just literally, you see, I just said I was going to go over this, and I'm just covering one point and ranting about it. Number one. The government has been caught using chemical and biological and radiological weapons on the American people and the British people. Thousands of times declassified, they cannot be trusted to do anything, they have no moral authority. Then statistically, governments have been found to engage in more criminal activity than the general member of the public. So again, they have no moral authority. It is not because we have something to hide that we don't want this. It's because we don't trust the government, because all history and common sense shows that they do this to literally enslave you and abuse you, because there's corrupt people that want more power and control. And high-level dictators will put in thousands of viceroys and minions who will all set up their own little petty empires in your neighborhood and make your life a living hell. Okay, that's point number one. This is a total control grid, not so they can just have it in place, but so they can abuse us even further, and the more we put up with, the even more control will be layered onto that. This control grid is so they can enforce forced psychological testing and drugging, now a federal law, to be done nationwide under New Freedom. It is so they can enforce conscription, that is the national draft. It's so they can enforce their land takings that are going to happen under zoning. They're just openly taking private property without even just compensation now. Again, all the indicators, folks. You see, I'm just seeing this even clearer now. This is happening faster than I personally thought it would happen. Number three, they did not ask us. You know, they claim they put it all in place first. They were putting radio readers up 8 years ago in Texas. I saw articles 6 years ago in Indiana where they were putting up license plate readers, and now they're going in nationwide. Remember 3 years ago, the little Florida town, quote, everyone that goes through it has their, quote, records run? That's already gone in nationwide. But they're now announcing that in England. Here they put it in place and then announce it. Notice they put the cameras in first and said, oh, it's just for traffic, shut up. And I told you they then announced, oh, the cops are going to use it. That was always the plan. See, now that's happening. So they did not ask us. Then retroactively, when we do hear about it, there's polls in 85, 95, 98, depending on the poll. I mean, almost everyone's against it, and they just don't care. It's like Texas. We beat the RFID tracker chip and the inspection sticker. And what does the DPS do with the TxDOT? They announce they're going to put at least 2 million of them in this year without even asking. So, you're criminals. I mean, you are criminals. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You all deserve to go to prison. Any of you that do this stuff. I got 20 points here. I said I'd be calm about this, but there's so much here. I'm going to go through all of it. We got a big guest coming up. I know we got callers, but you may not even get on. Until later, because I just got to cover all this. And I got to plug videos. I got to plug those, or we won't even be here. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And again, I didn't mean to sit there and bash the state police yesterday. You know, I had a really bad car wreck with my dad, pulling off the road by a tornado. They were the ones that came and told us, you don't know, a tornado just hit. How long ago this happened? 10 minutes ago. We'll see that. Just tore that barn up. Just hit town. We were just driving along in. The guy gave us towels because I had fire ants all over me. And you know, put me in their car, and it was raining, and it was friendly, and that guy was a fan of the show. Another one pulls up, hey, Alex Jones, how you doing? Yeah, I like the show. And, you know, I've had them pull me over and not give me tickets when I have been speeding. The point is, I wasn't speeding this time, and the guy gave me a ticket. And that isn't what made me mad. It was the search the car business. It was the where you coming from, where you been, you know, all this. I just don't need it, man. I'm a free human being. And then you give me something about a point system, and I go research it, and it's criminal. It's all a scam. And then the cops all think it's for hospitals, and it's not for hospitals. It actually goes to a private Spanish company, 49% of it. And then of the 49% that's supposed to go, 1% goes to the DPS. Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, just of the 49% that's supposed to go to the hospitals, about what they say about 12% of that's going. And it said it's illegal, but just, well, no one's going to stop them. It's just going to something else. It's just the road to hell is paved with good intentions. They got all these good little reasons of why they do us, to con us and condition us, that it's all wonderful. What were the other points I made? GPS in the cars for taxation regulation. The cell phones, you call up with your cell phone and tell them, where am I? And they'll tell you down to a few feet where you're at. Well, the government's using that same system going in the emergency management systems. The exact same transponder systems are going in England, the U.S., Germany, and Western Europe, showing it's global. They're watching what you watch on your cable boxes, your digital cable boxes and TiVo. Track exactly what you watch, how long you watch it, and what your psychological score is. You know those 600-question psychologicals they give you at some jobs? Police get them. You've had them. Well, imagine having millions of your choices over the years on computers and on cable. They can really build a digital algorithm with that. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's all totally un-American. And it's systematic. They've built the cage around us. Now they're starting to turn it on, and you got all these happy Americans who grew up in this free country, this wonderland, and the government's openly announced that they're doing all of this so when they take your pension funds, which is already starting to happen because the dollar's going down in value, that automatically happens. So when they take your private property, which they're now announcing they're going to do under federal zoning at the local level, that you won't be able to resist. I mean, they say they're going to do all these bad things. It's so horrible. I mean, we're not just going to be a police state, folks. We're going to be the biggest one the world's ever seen. You know, America, bigger and better. In my own state, we always do it bigger in Texas. And boy, yeah, Texas is going to be one of the worst states in the union. It's just so sad to me. I mean, my family, again, has deep roots here. I was out on the family home place this weekend. And, you know, out there with old homesteads and old rock-lined wells, you know, built in the 1830s. And just out there thinking about how free we used to be and we're not going to be. And it just makes me sad to know that a once free people are totally being enslaved and don't even know what's going on. Listen, before I end this hour, we've still got a lot of specials. We've got some new specials we're now offering. There's a whole bunch of them. We got rid of the old specials and are offering a lot of new specials at InfoWars.com on our books and videos and books on tape and T-shirts that we carry. We kept a few of the old specials, added a bunch of new ones. And you can also get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And when you get a yearly membership, you get about 3 months free. A monthly membership is $5.95. My weekly TV reports, my interviews here in studio, my films, Paul Watson's book, my book, so much more, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. And it's a great activist tool to go there and download all that information and burn it to disk. Or go to InfoWars.com to order hard copies of any of the books or videos. And that's how you support us. So please think about supporting us. We'll be right back with the second hour. Andrew Jackson.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.